Thank you. The next item, we will move on to the next item on our agenda. It is proposed amendment to Directive 17, and we have Mr. Larry Calvert, Nevin Stepanovic, and Lisa Stevenson from the Office of General Counsel here to discuss that matter. Counsel, if you like, please proceed.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Madam Chair. And we are very pleased that the Commission is able to consider today this proposal for a modest change to Directive 17 that would address a problem that is relatively small and rare, but annoying when it happens. On occasion, the Commission knows it's going to split on a matter. And for some reason, usually a deadline in the advisory opinion process or in a litigation matter, Commission needs to certify the split vote prior to the next regularly scheduled Commission meeting. And so what usually happens is that the substantive proposition will circulate on a very short tally vote, and the commissioners that approve the proposition will approve it on tally, and the commissioners opposed will object for the record only. Under Directive 52, an objection for the record only, unlike a regular objection, does not have the effect of calendaring the item for a commission meeting. The problem we run into is an arguably conflicting provision of Directive 17, which provides that an item circulated on tally will automatically be placed on a meeting agenda if it fails to garner four affirmative votes, even if there are no live or regular objections. And this defeats the purpose of circulating the matter on a short tally for sort of a prearranged split ahead of whatever deadline is looming. So the workaround up to this point has been that the circulation of a second memo on a short tally recommending that, notwithstanding Directive 17 and 52, the Commission direct the Secretary to certify the first vote forthwith. All our proposal today would do is eliminate the second step. It provides simply that on any tally vote where there are four or fewer than four approvals, and every commissioner who does not approve either objects for the record only or recuses, the secretary is to go ahead and certify the vote. For those who might worry about this leading to outcomes that they would not like, we really don't think there's a danger of that, because all any commissioner would have to do to prevent the certification from happening would be to file a live objection or a no vote by ballot or simply not to vote. This modest change would save some time in instances where time is already of the essence, and would avoid needless work for commissioners and staff, especially for our already overburdened secretary's office. And so we recommend its adoption.
Thank you, Mr. Calvert. Are there any questions for Mr. Calvert, OGC? None.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair.
Would it be appropriate for me to make the motion at this time?
Please do.
In that case, with my thanks to the Office of General Counsel, I move the adoption of agenda document number 17-06-A.
Thank you, Vice Chair. The Vice Chair is so moved. Is there a discussion on this motion? Seeing none, call the question. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, please say no.
No.
The motion passes with five voting in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Weintraub, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Traynor, and myself, and one vote against, Commissioner Walther. I say thank you very much to OGC.